That's right. Today, September 21, 2015. The time is 2:35. I'm your host, David Lona, and I have a special guest in-house. His name is Corey Leland. Say hello, Corey.
Hello, Corey. Hello, everybody.
And you're listening to The Body Show. Let's talk body talk. Well, today we're going to be covering meditation. I know a lot of people out there don't know what meditation feels like or what it is. Maybe they are not familiar with it. But today we're going to break it all down.
Oh, this is going to be important for those people.
Well, I'm going to start with a couple of questions that students wanted to ask. Like, what is meditation, Corey?
Well, meditation, David, it's an experience. It's something that must be experienced by you, the individual. It's not something you leave up to anybody else. It's your way of connecting with your non-structural, spiritual, perfect body, the part of you that will never be sick, can never grow old, it will never be dead, buried, cremated. It is your eternal link with your deep spiritual self.
That's cool. Sounds interesting. I also wanted to know, when did meditation begin?
Well, you know, it's probably, as near as we can tell, the earliest would be Krishna back in ancient India, sometime maybe 7,000-9,000 years ago. But with religion, we usually think too much of it in terms of like his story, a story, like a drama.
Right.
So we want to relate it more to you individually in the now.
Wow. Here's another question for you, Corey. You ready for this?
Yes.
So what kind of meditation is there? Is there different ones, different kinds?
Yeah, you know what? There's probably a lot. You get a lot of different answers depending on who you ask. But because I'm here, I'd like to most explain what it means to me and the way I teach it and the way I practice it.
Do you want to do that now?
Yes, that's why I'm here, David.
Well, let's do it. Go for it.
Cool. Well, your show is about health. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now, the great thing about meditation is it's not only about good health, David. It's about more than good health. It's about connecting with your eternal life, the part of you that will never be sick, buried, or cremated.
Connect. What does it feel like to connect?
Well, it's the moments that I've had of deep success really feel like glimpses of freedom. And it really occurred to me in those instances what a bondage it is to be a person.
Wow.
Yeah. So you want to have even one instant in your meditation where you completely let go, as the Buddha says, with both hands, of this whole human drama. So you're attempting in your meditation to let go of all the past, all the future, forget your body, forget your personality, and completely escape the world of time, even for 1 second.
So basically, you're losing the body.
You are never actually even really a body. Only the past and the future and your thoughts about, you know, time, the great illusion.
Yes.
We've all heard that.
That's right.
We meditate to become more deeply aware that who we really are is something much more than what we see in the mirror. So to be able to do that, you have to, like they say in New York, forget yourself.
Forget yourself. Hear that, everyone? Forget yourself when you meditate.
Even for a moment. Now, what prevents you from getting that moment of total peace is your constant mental chatter about the past and the future.
Future.
Yeah. So wanting, fearing, hating, all those things our mind go on and on and on about, like a car without brakes, prevents us from experiencing the deep peace, sense of comfort, safety, love, everything we think we want from the best human situation and partner, we need to get from closer than close, our relationship with spirit.
Wow, that sounds interesting. Another student had another question, and I have to interrupt you right now. I'm going to ask you this question. How often should you meditate?
Well, whenever you feel like it, it's really there. Now, I recommend, because the world is so hypnotic that we forget. And any time that you can, even when you're taking a sip of drink, you can use it as a reminder, a bite of food. I'm eating love. I'm eating happiness. If you're in the bathroom, you're letting go of the physical stuff you no longer need. that can be a reminder to let go of stress, fear, guilt, and then flush it. But I recommend the top of each hour, whenever you're home and comfortably can, for five minutes, because consistency adds up. Like if you did sit-ups or push-ups for 5 minutes every hour.
That's right.
If you picked up the guitar or another instrument and you practiced for 5 minutes every hour, the consistency adds up. So it's really, really important to see the value of connecting with your spiritual self, because that part is changeless in the world where everything's changing. So you're anchored in the changeless perfection. The more you can actually feel who you really are as a spirit,
right,
the fears fade away. Because we always feel these fears. It's just at us, whether we realize it or not. What's going to happen to me? I'm just a body, and this is a dangerous world.
Right.
And so much can hurt me. So we want to be deeply aware of who we are as a spirit. And meditation is really the only way to get there.
So you hear that, everyone? At the top of every hour, meditate for 5 minutes. The consistency will make you better meditator.
That's right. It's practice. I always wanted to go on the Oprah Winfrey Show or Larry King Live and invite all of humanity, not just today, not just tomorrow, but from now on, to tune in at that synchronized, simultaneous top of the hour time and receive, like you're accepting an Oscar or a Grammy, accepting peace or healing or strength or love, whatever you seem to be lacking at that moment,
right,
on behalf of everybody, everywhere, is you.
Right.
So, you know, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Right. So, another question I have for you is it better to meditate in a group or on your own?
I think it's more important to think of it as an individual mission, because you don't have control of anybody else, and ultimately it really is about you. And the extent to which you can accept and receive and become aware of your spiritual self, the more you benefit all of society. But even if you're sitting alone by yourself, you know, in an apartment, and you're upset, you're distressed, whatever it is,
right,
if you knew that all of your fellow countrymen and women and people all around the world were doing it at that same top of the hour time, it would make you feel like you weren't alone. So I think there is something to this. I think it's a way we could be more united as the United States than we've ever been before. And I liken it as a new way to vote.
Really?
Like you're voting for a peaceful world at the top of each hour by being at peace. You know, Gandhi says, be the change.
Right.
So if you be the peace, if you be the love, if you feel comforted from within, you're doing your share to like raise everybody.
Right. That's interesting. So another student wanted to ask, how does it cure addiction? Because I think they might have had a drug problem.
Yeah, that's important. Well, addiction comes about, I would think, when you're constantly thinking and feeling like you need something else outside of yourself in order to feel good and happy, right? Wouldn't that describe addiction?
That's right.
So I actually call it not the higher power like they do in the 12-step programs, but the closer power. Closer than even the feeling of my body, closer than anything my brain is going to try to tell me, is my perfect spiritual self. Now, that spiritual self, David, has no problems.
Right.
As soon as I start thinking about a future and a past, then I'm going to be inclined to maybe feel like I need to use some drugs. So I call it, in a book I haven't published, called The Invisible Meeting and the All-Powerful Sponsor. So you can call the meeting with your higher self, and you relax and you say, you know, however you want to say it, Jesus, God, however you want to mention it, and you invoke, you call on that power to shine away the addiction, the fear, the anger, the frustration, and you be there to receive the strength that you've asked for. And the help is there, but find out for yourself. You got to put that into practice.
Okay, that sounds good. So other people wanted to know, should it be taught in public schools?
I written and recorded 63 songs for preschool children called The Insects Rock. They're a cartoon band of emotional superheroes, and they really teach meditation to the youngest of the young, their mommies, their daddies, all of humans. They're actually extraterrestrials disguised as cute little bugs to teach people, humans, how to get along and how to tune in to that strength. So yes, actually meditation should be one of the first things you teach your child, because if you feel a sense of strength and comfort and love and respect and value from within yourself, you're a lot less likely to be an upset person who would ever get addicted to anything.
Wow. Another question a student had was, can it help you become a smarter person?
Absolutely. I mean, there's only so much book learning can do for you. when you are in touch with the omniscience, which means all-knowingness of God, then that intelligent presence, which is your actual life force, can do and speak and act through you in intelligent ways that you wouldn't have access to otherwise.
Nice. Okay, so let's go with the next question. Does it cure cancer?
Well, it's an interesting question because so much of what I study and practice in regards to meditation is that it is a way to tune in to that part of yourself that has no cancer. There's a part of you that will never, you know, we see people that have a near-death experience. Now, to all appearances, which we're not supposed to judge by appearances, right? To all appearances, that body is in a car wreck. That body is flatlined on an operating table. But what do those people come back to report time after time after time? I wasn't there. I saw my body, but I was totally perfect. I was fine. I'm not afraid of dying anymore. So there's a part of you that will never die. And through meditation, you become aware of that spiritual part of you, and that's where the peace comes from. So yes, the cancer in a to quantum physics, you know, they say like this table, right. This table isn't even solid. It's right. Not even really here. It's just atoms and molecules moving around. So the fact about cancer is it's not even really there. But who you really are is spirit, and that has no cancer. So
the question was, the student wanted to know that because they heard through someone saying it that you can cure cancer through meditation.
Absolutely. There's nothing that can't be cured. And the fact of the matter is, through meditating, when you even for one instant can become more and more identified with yourself as a perfect spiritual body, that part of you that, you know, people have near-death experiences,
right.
They experience themselves as free of the body and no more fear and the peace. If you can feel, I am, you know, then it can have a healing influence on the body from the inside out.
That's awesome. So another student wanted to know, does it reduce stress?
Absolutely. That's one of the main things about it, because think about, what is stress? It's thoughts about the future that you can't control and you're concerned about, or it's about the past, something maybe that happened or didn't happen that you wish had happened. So stress comes about when I'm overly identified with my personality and my body, and the meditation is where you're able to get outside of yourself for even 1 second and just forget the whole world. And the more you can realize you're a spirit that will never be sick or dead, that nothing in this world could harm, not even nuclear bombs or contagion, that's where the peace comes from. So yes, it's definitely good for eliminating stress.
Okay, that's very interesting, Corey. Have you ever experienced a breakthrough where you elevated to the next level?
I've had, you know, we meditate for years and years and years in hopes of getting even a glimpse of the freedom that people report sometimes through psychedelic drug use or dying, you know, for a few moments. But yes, I have had moments, what I called, after I experienced these two, sitting up at night in bed, which I call meditating, by the way.
Right.
It's a great time to do it when you're laying in bed rather than thinking about the past and the future, to practice meditation while you're laying in bed.
But are you going to have to meditate at the top of the hour in bed, or just...
No. There really is no time. The top of the hour is just a reminder. It's like a bus or a train that's leaving every hour. You can get on it if you want to. But I call these experiences, I had glimpses of freedom, and I remember feeling that I really recognize more than ever. And you can see I'm like getting God bumps right now.
I see that.
Like all over
this
my
guy
arms
has bumps on his arms.
Yeah. But it's like moments of glimpses of freedom, and you start to realize what a bondage and what a pressure and how difficult it is to be a person, to be a body.
Wow. Another student wanted to know this. It was kind of funny when they asked me this question. Can you actually levitate while you're meditating?
I wouldn't say that it's a goal, but it might happen. You know, you can't force anything like that. But to the degree you can utterly forget your body and completely disappear, like think about the Star Trek characters where they're on those, what are they, teleporters?
Right.
If you think about it like that, you want to practice being able to completely disappear by totally forgetting your body and this world. Just completely let it all go and be still, as the Bible says in the Psalms, be still and know that I, in the midst of you, am God. Over the Greek temples, it says, know yourself and you have found God. So the stillness, the I am, the quieting the mind, dropping all awareness of the body, forgetting the past and the future for that one instant, right, is where you invite that awareness, and you might experience levitation. I think our goal, we should be able to transport, you know?
Right.
And we could be able to walk on water, heal the sick, raise the dead, all those examples, part the Red Sea, whatever that looks like in your experience, through our conscious oneness with our eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present. So it's like the radio station right now.
Right.
If somebody doesn't tune in the radio properly, it's not the fault of the radio station. They're broadcasting. But if somebody doesn't tune in, they're not going to hear this message.
Well, that's true.
So that presence of God, that strength, that comfort, is all around us all the time, like water on a fish that's thirsty. But if we don't tune in and learn how to absorb it like a sponge, it doesn't help us any, even though it's there.
So another interesting question, Corey. Should you be standing or kneeling or laying down when you meditate? What's the best way to do it?
I wouldn't want to tell anybody that you have to stand or sit or do anything at all because, you know, I can't imagine Moses right there where all these people are counting on him and they're at the Red Sea and the army is coming to kill them all. I can't imagine him saying, look now, everybody's got to sit down. We got to light a candle and my incense and, you know, I got to hold my crystal. You got to be able to tune in wherever you are, whenever you are, ultimately. But you want to be able to forget your body as best, however you most comfortably can forget your whole body. Usually sitting up, I like to do a cross-legged. You put your palms up like you're ready to receive. Light a candle if it helps you. But that candle is symbolic of your inner light.
So you really don't need all that incense and none of that stuff.
No, you wouldn't want to be dependent on any of that stuff.
Wow. Okay, another question we have is, when should we start to meditate? At what age?
You should be meditating in the womb with your mom, best case scenario, or in the lap of your mom, your dad, your aunt and uncle, as you're there doing it with you. And your pets will feel it, your children will feel it, people around you, to the degree you can become at peace, you're going to be a blessing whether you say anything out loud or not, just your being at peace. Do you know where the word belief comes from? It comes from two words, be life.
Nice. I never realized that.
Yeah.
Another question we have for you, Corey, is who are some of your meditation gurus that inspired you to start meditating and become a guru master yourself?
You know, all of the biblical greats from Moses who totally demonstrated to be the kick-ass Christ, where in the face of all danger through your conscious union with the all-power, everywhere presence, you part the Red Sea, people can't kill you, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It just backfires on people. Of course, Jesus, the great examples of healing the sick, which I'm very interested in. And multiplying the fish and bread. You got Buddha, who is also very much about the world, is completely unreal. It's an illusion. So we want to meditate on what's real and what's not real.
That's true.
And what's real is your spirit, God, and what's unreal is this world. The whole world you think you see through your body is a dream. It's a drama. We need to wake up from it.
See, everybody needs to wake up.
That's right. It's about waking up. Now, I call this the senior class project for humanity, since we're here at Pierce College. Senior class project for all of humanity, 2015, 2016, at the top of each hour, whenever you comfortably care to participate. Think of it as a new way to vote. Tune into that presence and receive the safety, the healing on behalf of everybody as you're accepting it for yourself.
So I'm going to make sure that I'm meditating at the top of every hour.
It's a gift you give to yourself. Don't do it for anybody else. Do it for yourself. And it will be a blessing. It'll be, like I said, a precious gift you give yourself is those moments where you just take the time.
All right. Hear that, everyone? That's right. So another question for you, Corey, is if everyone meditates, you think it'll reduce crime?
You know, the more people that can feel like they have everything already because they have the source of infinite good within themselves, their very own life force is the source of all their good, the more people feel that, the less likely they're inclined to go commit a crime to try to take something from someone else. So yes, it's absolutely essential.
Right. All right. So let's have another question. Should it be done in a quiet room or is it okay to meditate in a noisy room?
Good question, David. Well, you know, if possible, you want to be in a quiet room because it's going to be easier to be less distracted, but you'll find that your own mind is the noise you need to deal with because your own brain runs like a car without brakes. It's like a hungry dog chewing on a bone. It just won't let you have a moment's peace.
Right.
So if you can be in a quiet room, all the better. But you can use even a barking dog or something that almost irritates you,
right,
if you can start practicing knowing that it's pretty advanced. But I'll even like say, imagine I hear the dog saying the word God, 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 instead of bark, bark, bark. So I'm using it. But also, the world is not even actually happening. You know, you've heard of evolution. You've heard of creationism. I gave this ancient yet new worldview a name, a funny little name. It's called not actually happening-ism. So whatever seems to be bothering you in the noise, it's not even actually there unless you decide to give it the meaning that it's upsetting.
So you kind of mentally make it less annoying.
You can choose not to let it annoy you. So in that way, you master non-reaction. So you can remain calm and peaceful no matter what else anybody else is like going on about.
Less stress.
Much less stress. That's definitely one of the goals.
Another question I have for you, Corey, is there schools where you learn to meditate and actually get a certificate so that you can teach meditation, or how does this work?
Personally, myself, I'm mostly homeschooled, home study. It takes way more time and energy than just going to somebody's class. Two of the paths that I've studied the most, other than, of course, the Bible and the Torah and things like that, is something called The Infinite Way by Joel S. Goldsmith. He's a phenomenal healer out of the Christian Science tradition. It's called The Infinite Way. And something called A Course in Miracles, which to me was clearly not written by a human being. It's like otherworldly knowledge. But I teach, by the way. I'm available to teach either over the phone or in person in the Los Angeles area.
And so why don't you just plug your information right now, and then we'll do a little meditation for the students.
Super, super. Well, my name is Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, Leland, L-E-L-A-N-D, CoreyLeland.com. My email is Corey at CoreyLeland.com. Facebook is my name, Corey Leland, and that's about it. But you can also get downloads from iTunes and Amazon of the songs I have for children. They're all great messages. It's called The Insects Rock.
That's right, everyone. So we're going to do a little meditation for the students.
How many minutes have we got to devote to this exercise?
3 minutes.
That's it. Okay. Imagine, David, and then just let me know when. Imagine that you and I are working at a theme park.
Okay.
Now, and our job is to be these big fuzzy walk around characters, right? You've seen them at Disneyland, etc. So, but then we have a break. We're on break from being fuzzy walk around characters, and those costumes are kind of hot and bulky, right? So we're backstage, we're in the break area, and you're going to reach up at the top of your big furry costume. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
And grab that zipper, and you're just going to unzip the character that is David, or whatever your name is out there, and pull that zipper down past your eyes and your nose and your chin, all the way down your neck and your chest, and you're pulling that zipper all the way down until to your feet, until you can step out for a moment of being you, the human. Now, be free for even one instant.
I'm free.
Of the pressure of being a person.
I'm free.
One instant where you're totally relaxed and free from the pressure of being a human person. So you're forgetting all the past, all the future. You're utterly forgetting your body.
Should my eyes be opened or closed?
They should be closed.
Okay, my eyes are closed now.
A lot easier. Another thing you can do is imagine you're relaxing at the beach in the sunshine.
Okay.
You don't have to think anything to get warm in the sun, do you?
I don't.
You just are so grateful for those rays, just like your Mr. Spray bottle, like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so glad and happy those rays of perfect health, perfect love, perfect safety are shining on us now. And you're receiving those rays on behalf of everyone at Pierce College, everyone in the 818, everyone in the U.S., everyone in the world and the universe. And it's so easy just to relax and receive that strength. So you call on the strength and you relax in it like relaxing in the sunshine.
I can feel it, less stress.
Yeah.
I am quiet. I'm in the zone.
A quiet mind is a healed mind. You know, you see people mumbling down the street, sometimes a homeless person. Everybody's like that to some degree. So we want to be able to get that one instant of total stillness and know that right there, closer than the feeling of your body, is that strength, is your eternal self.
I feel it.
Yeah, be that self. So you want to know the truth about the truth, and what's false is everything but what's inside you.
Well, that was it, everyone. We have Corey Leland say goodbye.
goodbye, everybody. Top of the hour, and CoreyLeland.com if you want to do phone session or do a personal healing session with me. But
let everyone know where they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, well, I'm right here in the Valley, and CoreyLeland.com, Corey at CoreyLeland.com. Contact me any which way. We can do a phone session or in person. Nothing that can't be healed. There's no distress that can't be brought to peace.
That's right, everyone. And I'm your host, David Lona, and you're listening to The Body Show. Let's talk body talk.